I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, hello there and welcome to Riggs Off the Radio. It's a Mental Health Monday during Mental Health Awareness Month. I just want to say, first of all, if you're listening to this, you are awesome. Because I didn't promote this anywhere. I didn't really talk about how I had a new podcast today. So the fact that you're listening to this means that you subscribe and you're obviously into this. So thank you. You're awesome. If you haven't done so already, would you mind giving a quick little review in the App Store, wherever you listen, so that I can help out the algorithm and help push the message further? That would be great. Today, we're talking about going easy on yourself. Yeah, you know you're your own worst critic. I'm my own worst critic. We all are. We totally are. I mean, this is why we worry about what we wear when we go out. We worry about our hygiene. Women, you worry about your makeup all the time. Does it work? Does it look good? Is my hair okay? My wife does this all the time, too. And some of that's good, because we should be presentable in public. You shouldn't just let yourself go. I mean, there's something to be said for getting dolled up and looking nice. I mean, I like getting dressed up, wearing a suit. Something about getting dressed up feels good. But a lot of this pressure we put on ourselves. I mean, think about when somebody comes over to visit. And I just did this over the past weekend. My mom came to visit. She's still visiting. But the day before somebody comes to visit anybody, any of us, we spend how long running around, cleaning up, and picking up things? As though if someone comes over and visits, the first thing they're going to do, they're going to bypass greeting you and saying hello, of course. They're just going to walk directly into your house, notice that your bed's not made, look into your living room and see on your coffee table, oh, are those little rings from leaving your drinks out without coasters? I don't know if I can hang out with you in these types of living conditions. In fact, I don't know why you're living in such squalor. Have a nice day. Deuces. Do you think your friend would really say that to you? No. But this all this pressure that we put on ourselves to put this outward thing of like how much we have it together, right? We want to show everybody that we really have our shit together. Pardon the French, but that's what we want to perceive, right? We want people to think, wow, they're really clean all the time. They're so neat and tidy, but that's just for you. That's not for them. I'm not making my bed for my mom. My mom's not even sleeping in my bed. She's sleeping in another bed in another room. And I made that bed. But I didn't have to make the bed. See, we put all this pressure on ourselves. Even we talk to ourselves negatively. When's the last time you said you were stupid? You did something dumb. Like this morning, I thought that I had everything I needed at work for a quesadilla, to make a quesadilla at work. And you know what I didn't have at work? Tortillas. Yeah, that's like saying I want to make a sandwich but not having bread. So I realized it when I got into work this morning. I even got in earlier. And I was like, I'm such an idiot. What I was thinking in my head, I'm an idiot. Why didn't I double check? Why wouldn't I just bring some tortillas just in case? But then I stopped myself from saying that and going, why the negative self-talk? Why do we do that? Can we shut that off? I would encourage you to start doing that as well. Dial back the negative self-talk and go easy on yourself. Go easy on yourself when you have company over. You don't have to clean up your entire house and have it spick and span for company. You don't have to have everything together. You can go easy on yourself because a lot of the pressures and the stresses and the anxieties that we have in our life are all self-imposed. Think about it. Think about it. When's the last time you beat yourself up because of a text you sent or an email that you sent or a comment that you made that didn't sound the right way? Maybe you do that all the time and you sit there racking your brain. Why did I do this over and over again? And all of this you're putting on yourself. Nobody else is thinking this. Are you familiar with the spotlight theory? It's a social psychology concept. Basically, the spotlight theory is that you always think that people are looking at you and judging you. And maybe you want them to do that. Maybe you've worn a new outfit and you want people to say things to you. You want them to notice you, but it's not happening. So you start to get in your own head. You're like, why aren't people noticing my new outfit? This is a totally new shirt. I know I look good in it. It's a really nice shirt. Why isn't anybody saying anything? It's because everybody else is too busy thinking about themselves. But you're too busy worrying about what other people think. That's the spotlight effect. And that happens all the time. We are so hard on ourselves. So give yourself some grace. Give yourself a break. Stop being so damn hard on yourself. And you know what? There's some things you can do to even treat yourself, because there's a lot of little things that we do every day in life and we just don't give ourselves credit for it. We really do. You should give yourself credit for doing things like waking up, getting out of bed. That's an achievement for a lot of people. Just getting through a day is a lot for some people. So stop being so hard on yourself and start giving yourself more credit, because you're doing a lot. And this last year's been hard on anybody. If we've learned anything, it's that we've been through a lot of crap this past year. And the fact that we've made it this far, that you're still going, is a testament to yourself. So stop beating yourself up. Stop with the negative self-talk. And stop being a little more positive to yourself. Give yourself a pep talk. It sounds ridiculous, but it works. I mean, if you screwed up a report at work, would you sit there and beat yourself up? God, that was stupid. Why did I send that? I knew I wasn't supposed to do that, and now my boss is angry. I'm such an idiot. If your friend came to you and said, "Yo, I screwed up a report at work and my boss is a little pissed," would you tell your friend, "You're such an idiot. You're so stupid"? No, you would never say that to your friend. So why would you say those things to yourself? Positive self-talk. Stop being so hard on yourself and go easy on yourself, because you got to be kind to yourself. If you want to succeed in life, you want to be happier in life, and you want to alleviate some of these stresses, go easy on yourself. Trust me, just go easy on yourself. Nobody else is judging you except for yourself. And that's the easiest thing to do, literally. You can't change someone else's mind, but you can change your own damn mind about yourself. Maybe even treat yourself a little bit. Pretend like you're dating yourself, like you're trying to court yourself. Do something really nice, like buy yourself a new pair of shoes or go for a long walk. Take a trip to the movies. Maybe if you're feeling comfortable, you've been vaccinated, you want to go out to a movie, go see a movie by yourself, or rent a movie at home. Go to a trip to a pub. Things are opening up. If you feel comfortable going out, go do that. Get your hair done. Maybe spend an extra hour in bed. Buy yourself a pair of new shoes. Maybe buy yourself some ice cream. Maybe take a little road trip for the weekend. Maybe a meal out. Order food in. Buy yourself a new gadget if you have some extra money. Do something nice for yourself. Court yourself. Pretend like you're trying to sleep with yourself. Be super nice to yourself. Could I say that out loud? Pretend like you're trying to sleep with yourself? But I mean it, though. Stop being your own worst critic. And stop being so damn hard on yourself. That's all I had for today. Be kind to others. But most of all, be kind to yourself. You deserve it. You really do. Enjoy the rest of your week. I've got an awesome guest next week for Mental Health Monday, Christopher Gilbert. Got an awesome story, and he's a super talented dancer, and the way that he's using dance to change his life and other people's lives in the community is pretty dope. So we'll talk to him next week for Mental Health Monday. Thanks for listening to me rant for 7.5 minutes. You keep doing amazing things and make good life decisions, all right?